Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Hello, welcome. My name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. We at St. Andrew's gather at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings at our building at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. And from today, the 27th of February, you don't need a vaccine passport to join with us. However, we will continue to live stream our service on our YouTube channel and also our Facebook page, and you can connect to these through our church website. Welcome to radio station CJMQ, broadcasting to the eastern townships of the province of Quebec, and to this broadcast of Word of Grace, you are most welcome. When Justin Bishop was 8 years old, he was diagnosed with a condition called retinitis pigmentosa, and was told that one day he would go blind. But 2 years later, when he was 10 years old, he fell in love with skateboarding, and from then on, he and his board were inseparable. As his sight began to deteriorate in his late teens, Justin felt that he was in a race against time to fit in as much skating as possible. And when he lost his sight at the age of 25, he feared he would never step on a board again. We'll pick up his story later on, but first, let's have some musical praise.
And the moon to shine out.
Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. And at verse 12, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my God, and there is no wickedness in him. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the author of life, and we are in awe of your creation and all that you have made. The vast oceans reflect your majesty. The ever-changing skies renew our lands. The deep valleys carry your peace and shelter. You are our rock. There is no wickedness in you, no shadow of turning or change. You are the Saviour of the world, and we're amazed at your grace. You sent us your Son, Jesus Christ, God from God, light from light, begotten, not created. And though he was killed by those who would lead others to destruction, you raised him to life and clothed him in immortality. And now you send your Spirit into the hearts of all who turn to you. And so we rejoice that in you the nations can find peace in your forgiveness, the sufferer, hope in your healing hands, the burdened, rest in your promise of heaven. You are unconditional love, and we're privileged to be filled by your presence, by your Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we worship you. But Lord, we often forget to worship. We forget who you are. We saturate our senses in search of comfort and pleasure. We attempt to rule our little kingdoms and control what should be shared with others. We seek the recognition of others for our sense of worth. But you are the source of our true value. Forgive us what we name. Save us from what we hide. Our hope is in the faithfulness of God, who in grace and mercy gives to us our Lord Jesus Christ. For his sake and through his cross, our sins are forgiven. Lord, we call upon you. Send your Holy Spirit to heal, restore, and strengthen us. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our reading today comes at the last section of what we have known as Jesus' Sermon on the Plain. In Matthew, it's called the Sermon on the Mount. And so we read from Luke chapter 6 and at verse 39. Jesus also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your sister, "Sister, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother or sister's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in their heart, and an evil woman brings evil things out of the evil stored up in her heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They're like someone building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. And when a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like the one who built a house on the ground without foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Thank you.
I've forgotten the words that you have spoken, promises that burn within my heart now grown dim. With a doubting heart I follow the paths of earthly wisdom. Forgive me for my unbelief, renew the fire.
Oh,
So Justin Bishop lost his sight at the age of 25, and he feared that he would never step on a skateboard again. He describes in his documentary, One Day You'll Go Blind, about how the RP, the retinitis pigmentosa, crept up on him, and how one day he was out skating with his skateboard and he went to do a trick, but when he looked down, he couldn't see his feet. His central vision had given away, and over the next 2 years, he lost his functional sight. He grieved. He gave up. He withdrew to his bedroom, but his father said to him, "You're not the first person to lose their sight. Get over it." Bishop reached into his experience of learning to skateboard. And you learn to skateboard by learning to fail, learning to fall, getting back up and getting going. It sounds hard, but that's how he managed to learn. He said, "I would just fall. I would just fail. Defrost my food and not fully cook it. Get on the wrong bus," he says. But after a year, he started viewing every day as an opportunity to fail, like he did when he learned his first trick. "I failed, I failed, I failed. I landed it. I used the microwave correctly. I got to the mailbox," he says. The documentary tells of how, with the encouragement of a friend, he got back on a skateboard, blind as he was, and he eased down a ramp, gliding along sightlessly before tripping and slamming hard onto the ground. But he surprises himself by laughing and smiling through his tears. "It was the best feeling ever," he says. "It was 4 years since I took a fall." And so now, a decade after losing his sight, Bishop is skating competitively again, sponsored, and working to make his sport part of the Paralympics. He retaught himself tricks, including a kickflip that he'd learnt when he could see, often using a small beeping device that signals when he's near an object. Bishop says his only regret is not realising sooner that he could adapt. "When you're blind, people protect you," he said. "I missed being reckless. I missed controlling my fate and what I could get into." Today, we come to the end of a series of sayings that we call the Sermon on the Plain, or in Matthew's form, the Sermon on the Mount. These sayings are the conclusion to a great sermon or collection of phrases from Jesus, the rest of which we've heard over the last two Sundays. It opened with the Beatitudes: "Blessed are those who are poor, hungry, weeping, persecuted. Woe to those who are prosperous, well-fed, contented, and popular." And then last week we heard the call to be loving and merciful in ways that are generally regarded as absurd, irresponsible, even impossible by most people, loving and blessing even those who despise us and are determined to ruin our lives. But Jesus begins this part with a proverb or saying that is so catchy it still is used today: "The blind leading the blind." "It's no use the blind leading the blind," Jesus says. "They'll both end up in the ditch." Now, Justin Bishop, the skateboarder, could probably tell us that the people with visual impairments learn a lot from one another. But in a way, that just proves the point that Jesus wants to make. That in a good guide, you want someone who has gone this way before and can see where both they and you are going. Jesus, too, knows that even the best teachers and guides are not going to get it right 100% of the time. Jesus asks, "What's the point of calling me Lord if you're not going to follow what I say?" If you want to lay a foundation that will hold you when the going gets tough, you can't just hear my words, you've got to act on them, put them into practice. In its context, then, this call to put Jesus' words into practice relates specifically to what we have just heard: turning our backs on the very things that most of the world aspires to — prosperity, comfort, happiness, popularity — and breaking free of the endless cycle of treating others the way they treat us, but instead showering love and mercy on all, regardless of what they do. And so Jesus has a quick-fire series of mottos. He goes on to say that the disciple or apprentice is unlikely to get any better than their teacher, but if the teacher does a really good job, then the student or pupil might just catch up. It's not usual that the most accomplished teachers are the ones teaching the beginners. The most gifted students end up having to move on from teacher to teacher once they've reached a level that begins to exhaust the expertise of their teacher. And then comes another of Jesus' more memorable and humorous word pictures: "Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eyes?" Or in other words, what are you doing judging other people's faults when you haven't got your own house in order? Someone whose work I had been reading had been consulting the early desert fathers and mothers. And some of them used to say that if you're giving proper attention to addressing your own faults and your own needs to change and grow, then you probably won't even notice those of anyone else. And the next saying really gets to the root of the issue. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its fruit. Which is why Jesus sums up his message here by asking, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you?" And probably nowhere has this been more apparent than in relation to what Jesus teaches in this sermon about loving those who despise us, turning the other cheek, giving generously to all, and refusing to crush our enemies. Most of us fall short here, and I know I do. It's very easy to put energy into researching these original texts to find some kind of get-out-of-jail card or a let-off clause than it is to work out how to put it into practice. Recently, gyms and spas have been opening up in Quebec province as COVID regulations have been relaxed. If you spend an hour a day working out in the gym, in that hour, you haven't produced anything of value for anyone else. But if you take your increased fitness and strength and put them to work in gracious service to others, then the workout will have been really worth it. Similarly, you can study the Bible and the teachings of Jesus until you know them inside out. But the call is to put them into practice. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Lord, thank you for being our rock. Thank you for giving our feet a solid ground to stand on. Thank you, Father, that even in the storms of life, you are our solid foundation. Thank you, Father, for giving us a new song to sing. Thank you that you never give up on us. Lord, we know at times we look at everything else around us, but we look too much at other people's faults and not our own. Please forgive us on those days and in those moments. However, when we hear rumblings of an earthquake in our world, a war in Europe, a pandemic across the globe, we withdraw into our own sense of security. Lord, bless those souls who persist in situations where Christian faith is unwelcome, where fruits must struggle in a hostile environment. May they always know your grace and peace. Bless those rugged souls who dare to stand up as prophets in those lands where a few people prosper inordinately while millions exist in poverty and hopeless drudgery. May the witness of your prophets bring forth fruits of repentance, proved by a new passion for justice and mercy. Lord, bless all the common folk who in our community try to love and serve you day by day without notable success, and maybe with scarce encouragement from family or friends. May they find joy in small victories and contentment in knowing that they give of their best. Bless all your suffering ones, Lord, alone or with families, in hospitals or trying to cope at home. May they be given the best medical care available and receive it from carers who have generous souls and gentle hands. And watch over all whom we bring before you now. And as we generously pray for others, so also we pray for ourselves. May we all find light in our moments of confusion, your mercy in times of shame, your healing when we are sick and afraid, and your courage if we are pressured to give in, your gentleness when we're tempted to be too forceful, and your rebuke whenever we try to deceive ourselves with fatuous excuses. These things we ask through Jesus Christ, our role model and our liberator from fear and evil and inertia, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.